something happened this afternoon as I was doing my homework and going through the SOHO videos.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a comet come in on November 6th right into the sun and directly cause one of the CMEs. And I was unable to upload it to my homepage, but after tonight's broadcast, I will immediately go and upload that so everybody can see it.
Might that be one of the causes for these eruptions?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There was another triplet of comets that came in October 6th and caused the flaring that we saw back then. And, for example, on October 30th, our scary Halloween flare, which drove all of the sensors off scale on the solar observing satellites, we had wind speeds that were probably 1,500 kilometers per second. 1,100 kilometers per second is max on the scale on the satellites. So we had an incredible flare that nobody would have ever dreamed of seeing those type of energies or velocities. Plus, we had an entire day, not just a blip like we've seen before, but an entire day of cosmic rays just pounding Earth.
So what happens if we have, James, 50-degree winters and 150-degree summers? I mean, can we handle the winters, but can we survive in summers of 150 degrees?
Well, if you look right now at California and the fires that are some smaller ones, and well, they're still large, but fires in Colorado, we're seeing what might be the beginning of a very definite earth change that we've heard about from historical records, from indigenous tribes, that the earth first burned. It turned hot and dry. And look at the winds. We had almost hurricane force winds associated with these fires. So the winds are caused by the solar activity, the solar wind coming by, which drives the jet streams, which in turn drives our surface weather. So the sun is doing two things. It's heating up and causing higher temperatures, higher global temperatures at a very rapid rate. And then it's causing the wind to then dry everything out.
Okay, but can a human being exist in those kind of temperature increases? Can we live in 150 degrees?
I would have a tough time myself.
I would
that.
Too.
And so are we heading into an increase in energy that is unprecedented? And it may be the case. I would like to see the sun tomorrow just drop off, but it has not done that. And the indicators that I see, they're already talking about shutting the SOHO satellite down for almost a month in December.
Because of the possibility of it getting blasted?
Well, they're saying it's due to this motor that's on the telescoping transmitter dish. And before it was like 2 days where it would be out. Now it's going to be out for the better part of December and early January.
That's pretty dangerous not to have that available to us, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. And so I wonder what they know is already coming. And my guess is they know that some very big comets are coming. My estimation is that much of this activity is caused by comets approaching the sun, because we've seen them. I myself have counted probably 100 comets hitting the sun since last February.
Well, how come we're not hearing anything about this from astronomers? Can't they see them, detect them? They're coming in from a different area, the range?
They're all coming from the south.
Okay.
And the one I saw today, which, like I say, I will post, you will see it coming in from the south, the same direction as the other ones that I posted. They're coming in from the south, which tells me this is an entourage of big objects. These are not little comets. These are big, minor planet-sized comets.
But this is the first I've heard of it, James, that comets like that, you say, are hitting the sun. I mean, why can't astronomers pinpoint this? Why can't we see a picture of it coming in, let's say, from the Hubble, for example?
Well, and that's what I think is going on, because, for example, right after the October 6th triplet of comets that came in and pummeled the sun. There was a three-day period where they shut down SOHO. And so I'm thoroughly convinced that these astronomers who have access to this, which is a very small group actually, are seeing these things come in, and they don't want another incident like Comet Neat V1, which was seen worldwide by people and which caused a lot of defugality within the astronomical community, because people at that point stopped believing them.
So you think they're not telling this, telling us this because of possible panic?
Or I don't know if that's the actual reason or if they just don't want mud on their face. The standard reaction of astronomers is that comets are, of course, they say they're dirty snowballs and they have no effect on the sun. But when you see time after time after time, comets coming in, hitting the sun, and immediately afterwards, incredible flaring, after a while, it just becomes cause and effect.
So you are totally convinced that you have seen comets hitting the sun, and then the flares occur sometime thereafter.
Yeah, and we've been observing this since the 90s. The famous one is when those two comets came in and grazed the sun back in the late 90s, and one of the largest flares ever to be emitted by the sun was caused by one of the comets, which went right through, sort of gave a spark plug effect to that flare, there was a minor flare occurring at the time. But when that comet hit that flare, boom, the sun let go. And we're seeing this all the time now.